What an exciting day to be together to celebrate Catholic Schools Week, but also celebrate the Lord's love for each of us who brings us together. As the little display here in front of the amble reminds us, at one time we had a parish grade school from 1944 to 1970. It was staffed by the Sisters of St. Joseph from Nazareth and Kalamazoo, and some wonderful lay teachers that were part of the larger plan of serving our children and our families. And so we're grateful we have that history. By the way, how many of you went to St. John Grade School? Anybody here still above ground? Great, there you are, wonderful. They were quite a wonderful group of people. But we've gone on, we have a wonderful religious ed family. Our preschool, Catholic preschool here at St. John is in its 23rd, going 24th year of service. And we continue to seek to bring the Lord to our little ones, our young ones, and our growing ones. And of course, they're not the only ones who are growing. We're all growing, every one of us. If we stop growing, if we stop learning, we are not making the grade. And that's why, if you notice here at our campus, we speak of campus, the campus of St. John, the Evangelist and Blessed Sacrament. From cradle to grave, from womb to tomb, we're learning the words of life, the words of the Lord, his will for us, his invitation to join him in heaven. And so we're all there learning, Lord, speak, show us the way, help us to become part of your story. And as we do weekly, we invite those who are journeying to the sacraments of renewal and faith through profession of faith and baptism and confirmation to the RCIA. So we're gratefully acknowledging the presence of those that are journeying to become part of the church. So we're learning, we are learning, myself included, more than ever. A big question I asked today, the first reading that Joseph read, from the book of Job. What should we make of this negative and pessimistic reading? If you remember, it's one long series of complaints. Job says to his friends and to God that he lives like a slave, that his days are full of emptiness, his nights are full of misery. He goes on to say life is too short and is without hope. He goes further, he says he sees goodness nowhere. So question to us, why are these pessimistic words in the Word of God? Why is this list of complaints found in our scriptures? Why, when the word is supposed to inspire us and console us and lead us to the truth? Well, maybe a little story, a true story, would help us to understand. A number of years ago, when Hungary was still under communist rule, a Hungarian businessman entered the police station in Budapest to ask for permission to emigrate to the United States. Well, the police officer was surprised by such a request because it hardly ever granted. But he was curious. So he asked the man, why is it that you want to leave your native country? Are you unhappy here? The businessman replied, I have no complaints. Is it your job? The job the government has assigned to you? Are you not pleased with your work? Don't you find it satisfying? And the man said, I have no complaints. Perhaps it's your living conditions. Do you want a bigger house? Again, the man replied, I have no complaints. So finally, the official put down his pen and said, look, if you want me to even consider your request, you have to tell me why you want to go to the United States. And the businessman looked at him and said, because in the United States, I can have complaints. I can have complaints. A healthy country, a healthy relationship allows people the freedom to have complaints. So this long list of complaints, the book of Job, is the Bible's way of saying that God wants us to have that freedom. God wants us to be in a relationship in which we have the freedom to say what we think, what we need, what we feel with complete honesty. And such honesty is an indication of the closeness of that relationship. Let's think about that for a moment. We rarely entrust who we really are or what we really feel to casual acquaintances. We could have just buried a loved one. If someone in the supermarket asks, how are you doing today? We're probably willing to respond, okay. If you've even been diagnosed with a really troubling medical condition, and the UPS man asks, well, how's it going? We answer, not bad. Why is that? Because we're polite to strangers, but we're honest to people who we love, people who we trust. So when you or I are hurt, when we have a burden that is difficult to carry, our survival depends upon finding a relationship that is deep enough and free enough that we can share that pain with another. We all need relationships that are secure, whether young or old or in between. We all need relationships that are secure enough to handle our hurts, our heartbreaks, yes, even our complaints. And so today, God is wanting us to be in such a relationship. Our God wants us to know that we can say what we really think, what we really feel, who we really are. And God grants us the freedom, even if such honesty involves anger, pain, yes, even pessimism. But God wants us to have the freedom to be who we really are in His presence. And why is this? Because this is an indication of how much God loves us. The good and not so good. When it's easy and not easy. When the sun is shining and it's not shining. So when we hear the pessimism and the complaints, the book of Job from today's first reading, those complaints are a sign of the honesty and the depth of our relationship with God. And since God has given us such freedom, such an open door, it'd be foolish to not take Him up on it. So if our health is good, if our family is strong, if our relationships are life-giving, if we look at life and we find only happiness and joy, then let's thank God and lift up our hearts in praise and thanksgiving. But if there is anger in our life, if you and I are carrying a hurt that we find that we cannot put down, if you and I have doubts about life, yes, even if we have a fear about the future, if there is in our heart an emptiness that we are afraid to admit to ourselves, let's not hold it in. Like Job in today's first reading, give the Lord everything, even that anger, that hurt, that doubt, that emptiness. I can assure you that whatever is spoken to God, God will not be surprised or offended. God will listen all the more. And when Job told the Lord what was in his heart, he found that our God not only has broad shoulders, but He has an even bigger heart to let it enter in and be part of His story too. So today, let's give it all to the Lord, who gives us His best and helps us to keep learning, growing, and being surprised.